It's been weird because I haven't done one of these in forever. It's been a year since we were actually going to have our A2 monthly meeting. Part of my brain thinks that 2020 actually never kind of happened, just because it just resets everything. It's weird. But here we are now. So 2020, back in March 2020, we were going to have a panel on relationships and marriage and dating. But then, you know, the Rona kind of came and kind of took away those plans, right? And so fast forward 300-ish, 65 days, and we're here now, and we're celebrating today God's faithfulness through the young adult ministry. So as you know, as John mentioned, we're doing all these little, small little things with fellowship just to kind of really create a community of young adults here at Covenant Life. And so today, I'd love to talk to you at some point just to see how this past year has gone, if I haven't talked to you in a while. But I'd love to just hear how that's going. But today, we're going to just hit that F5 key and kind of do a refresh on what the vision for A2 is. And so if you have your Bibles, open up to Acts 2. We're going to be in verses 42 to 47. And we're going to kind of park our bus car there. So Acts 2, 42 to 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. So a little bit of context on what's happening with Acts 2. So you guys know Jesus kind of came, he died, he resurrected and ascended to heaven. And as before he ascended, after he gave the commission, he told the disciples, hey, go in this room and pray until my spirit comes and is with you. And so the disciples go to this room and they're praying and then the spirit comes in, right? And so we celebrate Pentecost after that. We celebrate the fact that the Spirit is now empowering us believers to proclaim the gospel. And so this is the very same Spirit that allowed the apostles to become martyrs. This is the same Spirit that allowed all of, you know, the believers to proclaim who Jesus was. And so the Holy Spirit emboldens the apostles to go to be martyrs for the faith. And so Acts 2 picks up right after all the events. And we get to see a little bit of what that early church looked like. So we see that the church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and praying together. So apostles' teaching, you can think of it as what the apostles were teaching every other person, right? And so what they were teaching is the ways of Jesus. And we know through Scripture that Jesus loved Scripture and that the entire Bible talks about Jesus. So really, when we think of apostles' teaching, we can think of the Bible. And so we see that the early church really devoted themselves to growing together in a deeper knowledge of who God was, deeper knowledge of what the Word said. And we also read that they had fellowship. For the early church, being together mean being with believers, right? You can think of it in your own words, hanging out, doing life together. But for the fellow believers, to the believers of the Acts 2 church, of the early church, church wasn't just a one-day activity. It wasn't just a Sunday activity that they would do together, but rather it was a way of life, a way of life of doing life together. And they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. So obviously that has two meanings. Well, we know breaking of bread is in part communion, but it was also eating meals together. We kind of read that a little bit later in Acts 2 in the verses that we just read, that they were sharing food together. And so the early church just, you know, they ate together. They had potlucks on potlucks. If you like to cook, that might be a fantastic way for you to guys get connected. I love to make cheesecake, and I've been told that it's pretty good. So stick around, and you'll have cheesecake. If you don't like cheesecake, I don't know, I'll make something else. Whatever you want, that's I'll get you something. And then the last thing that they devoted themselves to was prayer. And so they prayed together. They would gather, much like that day where they gathered together in the room of on Pentecost, they would gather together to pray for each other. And so we see that the believers had all things in common, and they sold their possessions because of the joy that they had in Jesus. They helped each other out as the need arose. Isn't it great to just like hear stories, even today, right, of how believers, common believers, just help each other out, whether it be, you know, actually giving money to somebody or giving somebody a ride or buying food for the other person. Those are great ways to be able to do that, right? I remember over the summer, we had a friend in my small group who needed to catch a flight. And one of the members of my group gave her a ride all the way to the airport. I think that's pretty dope. They don't have to worry about parking. First of all, parking at the airport is ridiculous. But just the logistics of getting there and getting back, we were able to do that, right? And so one of the big things and beautiful things about the fact that the early church did this is that they did it out of freedom, out of a reason to worship God, right? No one ordered the church to give so that people could profit, but they gave freely, right? I think sometimes people might look at this and say, oh, well, you know, clearly the Bible is promoting socialism or communism. Well, no, mainly because in socialism and communism, we see that it's the governing authority that makes people give so that everybody could be equal. But here in the church, people gave freely, right? They said, hey, you need money? You need a place to stay? Here it is. Have it. I want you to have it. They gave freely. They weren't ordained. They weren't ordered to do so. And so, you know, when we think about giving, we can give food, we can give money, or we can give our most prized possession, which is our time. We see that the believers went to church together, right? And they broke their bread together at home. So they would meet together, and they would go homes, and they would break bread. And so to them, attending church wasn't an individual experience, but rather a collective experience which brought the believers closer together. The closeness of their fellowship was taken to their homes where they did life together, right? They did this with joyful and generous hearts. They were essentially the founders of Hospitality 101, right? Hey, we're going to go worship God. You're going to come to my house. I'm going to cook up some grub for you, and we're going to party. That's just how cool their life was. And so we see later on, right, in the text that the church was a blessing to all the people around them. In verse 47, we see that the church had favor with all the people and new members were being added. So think about that. Think about the impact that the early church had on not just the believers, but the people around them, right? Because the believers weren't given these instructions to just kind of stay in a Christian bubble, but rather they were given these instructions so they can go and pursue and expand the kingdom. So as they were having conversation with non-believers, they would say, hey, why don't you come at my house and we'll have food and you get to see the Lord through our community. You get to see the Lord through our prayers. You get to see the Lord as how we study scripture, as how we point to Jesus. There was something special about the way that believers did life together, right? And we read later in Acts 6 that the church would take care of the people around them. In Acts 6, we see that widows became more prevalent in the church. And so in Acts 6, we see that food was being provided to them. Now, the church sought out the welfare of the people living around them, but they never compromised the church's main mission, which was to make God known, to make disciples who make disciples. And so, you know, the believers had something special. The Spirit was working very much in them. The Spirit was working through them to make an impact to all the people. And they were just being faithful and following God, following in those four things. As the story goes on, we know that the church goes through many trials, right? It goes through trials, through martyrs, They appoint deacons. They actually have more of a structure of what church actually looks like. The Acts 2 church is not a perfect church. It doesn't have any indication on how to solve any issues within the community, right? There's a lot of infrastructure that's just not there yet, but it is a good mold for us to follow as we seek to have fellowship together. And so I want to point us to three things tonight, our vision for A2. And so we're going to go through these three points, and the first point is scripture, fellowship, prayer, and eating, yes, eating, are essential. And so all of the early church, all they did was these four practices. They focused on these four things. They studied scripture together. They wanted to, it was essential to them to know who God was, right? God has revealed himself to us through scripture. He has given us a picture of who he is through scripture. But not only that, he also has revealed a way for us to look at the world, right? C.S. Lewis once quoted, and he said, "I believe in God as I believe the sunrise, not only because I see it, but because through it, I see everything else." He was understanding that by his knowledge of who God was through what the Bible said, he was able to make sense out of what the world was. So he was able to understand why there are so many people who are suffering and dying, and it's because they don't have a relationship with Jesus. He was able to see why there was so much hurt and pain, and that was because sin was prevalent in the world. So the focus was on getting to know God and understanding who God was through scripture. Right? He has revealed himself, his nature, and who he is, and what we can make sense of the world through his scripture. The early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, right? Old Testament, obviously, to what the apostles were teaching, which was then eventually written down in form of letters, which we now have. Also, that's just a cool little like gift that we have, the fact that we're able to read the Bible in our own language. Just think of how glorious that is, that we don't have to look. Well, you can, and you totally should look at the Blue Bible and see what the Hebrew and the Greek meant. It just, you know, makes it even sweeter when you read scripture. But the reality is that we do have a great gift in the fact that I'm able to pick up my Bible and be like, oh, you know what? I actually understand these words. He gave us 66 books to enjoy him. And it is essential for us to study and know who God is. You know, what benefit is if we have a great ministry, if this auditorium is filled with young adults, but we don't know who God is? I think that would be a loss of a ministry. Fellowship is more than just a gathering once a week. It's doing life together, as we mentioned, right? I've been so encouraged by the way that people have gotten closer and closer during these times. I've been so encouraged to see how even through a pandemic, Zoom has been a way where people got connected, right? I met some people through Zoom for the very first time, and then I was like, hey, like, look, I'm meeting you in person for the first time. It's just been great. You know, the gents in my small group, we have gotten super close together. Some might say a little bit too close, but that's subjective. You know, maybe it was the times that we went out to eat together. Maybe it was the many, and I really quote, many TikToks that I send them. Maybe it was the late nights playing Call of Duty asking to get revived, because that's just me, I suck, but that's fine. Or maybe it was just a combination of all these things. But the reality is that our brotherhood, our fellowship, our friendship grew deeper and deeper as we spent time together. Fellowship is doing life together. It's about rejoicing with other people on that new job promotion. It's about rejoicing on that first date. It's about rejoicing about that new baby who's coming in the way. And on the flip side, it's also about lamenting with your brother or your sister about a broken relationship, about the loss of a loved one or a family member, or the loss or denied getting a job or a promotion or, you know, that good grade that you wanted in school. Fellowship is a deeper level friendship that cuts through the shallow and endures the deep. Let's not forsake, my friends, doing life together. As a great man once said to me, don't let awkward get in the way of awesome. Prayer is another thing we want to focus, right? Is our constant walkie-talkie in the field, right? We need to communicate with God. We can't just pretend like we are that college student that just calls mom and dad when we need money. No, we're toddlers that need and are dependent of God every single moment of our lives. Jesus often went out and prayed, right? Right before he chose his 12 disciples, he stayed up all night praying. All night, right? Now, I'm not saying A2 is going to do that, but I'm not saying we are. I mean, we're totally going to do that, but that's, you know, whatever. But the key thing is that prayer just enhances our relationship with God, right? We see Jesus was devoted to prayer. He walked in prayer. He prayed for hours when it came to a decision, like who the disciples were going to be. And so we should do the same. If Jesus is our model, we should look at that and say, yes, I want to do that.